Good day, I'm Theodore Henry with JIS Midday News for Thursday, June 23. Coming up, cardiac wing established at Bustamante Hospital for Children, government moving away from housing construction, and Prime Minister to honor 40 educators. The details after this message. Residents of Black River and surrounding areas, the Pico Mobile Passport Service is coming to your area. Come and apply for your passport on Saturday, June 25, between 10 and 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth. No cash will be accepted. You can only make payment using debit or credit card or manager's check. Pico Mobile Passport Service, Saturday, June 25, 10 to 3 p.m. at the Black River High School in St. Elizabeth. Now the news. The Bustamante Hospital for Children will now be able to perform more cardiac surgeries with the establishment of a $10 million Children Heart Center. It is anticipated that the new center will facilitate at least 150 cardiac surgeries annually. Last year, the hospital performed 41 such procedures. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says establishment of the Heart Center marks another important milestone in Jamaica's healthcare system.
This offers us a golden opportunity to develop a world-class facility, focus on our children, not just for Jamaica, possibly for the region.
A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, was signed between the Southeast Regional Health Authority, SERA, and several public and private stakeholders for the establishment of the center on Tuesday. The cardiac facility is expected to be completed this year. It will cater to children between the ages of 0 to 12 years who have heart ailments and are in need of specialist cardiac care. The government will be advertising requests for proposals, RFPs, for the supply of an additional 100 megawatts of renewable energy during the course of the year. Minister of Science, Energy and Technology, Dr. Andrew Wheatley, says the proposals will be invited once the license for Eight Rivers Energy Company Limited has been completed.
We will also seek an additional 50 megawatts in a separate waste-to-energy RFP. These are key moves towards the diversified energy mix and a competitive supply to deliver 30% of the generation to the grid from renewables in 2013, or what we would want to call our 30 in 30 mission.
The Office of Utilities Regulation earlier this year selected Eight Rivers to build, own, and operate a solar energy plant in Negril, Westmoreland. The $50 million investment will employ approximately 200 persons during the construction phase, with 50 persons to have permanent jobs. Construction is slated to begin this financial year and the first supply to the grid to begin in 2018. Dr. Wheatley was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the government plans to move away from the public sector-led housing construction projects going forward. Dr. Chang says the focus has shifted towards working with private sector housing developers to ensure that projects benefit from more structured delivery timelines and management systems.
So it's a matter of getting the two sides together and doing it in a manner that will benefit the ultimate beneficiary, the worker, and the country. Of course, in that process, you not only get efficiencies from financing and management, but we'll hope some new technology, as I said, genuine competition will force individuals to look again at how they can produce building.
Dr. Chang is encouraging more private sector developers to partner with the government in the construction of low-income housing units. He was speaking at a seminar organized by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank earlier this week. And Prime Minister Andrew Holness on Thursday will honor 40 educators who have made outstanding and selfless contribution to the education sector in Jamaica. The educators will be recognized at the Prime Minister's Medal of Appreciation for Service to Education ceremony on the lawns of Jamaica House starting at 6:30 p.m. Those to be awarded include active and retired teachers, principals, lecturers, and education officers. Since 2005, awardees have been selected based on their outstanding service through innovation and creativity, as well as their active involvement in community development. Some educators have served for at least 15 years, and for others, as many as 47 years. Among the list of dignitaries to attend are Their Excellencies, the Governor General and the Most Honorable Lady Allen, representing the Leader of the Opposition, Reverend Ronald Thwaites, and Education Minister, Senator Ruel Reid. Prime Minister Holness will be the guest speaker. That was the JIS News. I'm Theodore Henry.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.